I'm excited for this session.
Yeah.
And see what's happening, what's going to happen.
That's nice to hear. Did you have something specific you would like to talk about?
I had some ideas to talk about, and just first I wanted to ask you what mm-hmm. is the kind of intention of this project and what you're doing and mm-hmm. what you are planning to do with these sessions and information, and because mm-hmm. I, if I remember, you are kind of building a community or something like this, you mentioned.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I would like to happen, at least long term. Okay. So this idea kind of started because in my day job, I talk quite a lot with students. Sometimes just about practical things like study planning, but often they also are struggling with personal things, like feeling alone, or they just moved to a new country, mm-hmm. or, you know, can be a whole bunch mm-hmm. of things going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also myself, I've struggled quite a lot with mental health in the past. So I wanted to try create a platform where, you know, basically anyone from around the world can call in and kind of share what's on their mind, or just talk about life, or yeah, any random topics really. To also hopefully inspire some people to show, like, hey, it's okay to talk about taboo topics, you know, it's okay to mm-hmm. open up and try to reach mm-hmm. out to people, and maybe one day get enough people together where it can form an actual community.
Mm-hmm. And how it's going so far mm-hmm. from the date that you started?
Yeah, so I think I started a few weeks ago now. And I've just been taking not so many, like 4 or 5 calls maybe. And starting to starting to take the audio of at least a part of the conversation and putting it on social media and trying to slowly slowly grow it.
Nice, perfect. So, how we can start? Do you have any ideas or questions that you ask to?
Where are you calling from right now?
I'm living in Netherlands.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm originally from Iran,
mm-hmm.
so I'm kind of a migrant, working in a work visa. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. From which country you said? Iran or?
Iran. Yes.
Iran. Yeah.
Yes.
And how long have you been in the Netherlands for?
Like 1.5 years, and before that I was 6 years in Italy studying.
Mm-hmm.
And like after graduation, I came here for work and a kind of new life.
Yeah. And how has it been the past 1.5 years adjusting to the Netherlands?
Really interesting. I really like the culture, people, and the lifestyle. And of course, opportunities, especially like the opportunity to meet more often like-minded people that are interested in mindfulness, this kind of activities. Mm-hmm. I mean, Italy was good, but I mean, it was not like here. So Netherlands is much more, I can say, open-minded people and open to new ideas. And kind of mental health is kind of a new idea that many people are not yet open to it. So mm-hmm. yeah, I'm excited to be here and I'm planning to live for a long time, I guess.
Okay, nice. Yeah.
And you, where are you from? Where do you live?
The Netherlands as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Which city do you live?
I live in Tilburg.
Ah, Tilburg. Oh. I'm in Venlo.
Venlo, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, that's pretty small town, I think, right? Or what do you think about it?
Yeah, small and a small town in a kind of conservative, traditional part of the Netherlands, I can say.
Yeah,
that is good for, in a sense, it's good for me because I have a lot of opportunities to learn culture, because here people take culture seriously a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, they. I would imagine that maybe the people that have been living in the Netherlands their whole life, that they appreciate it indeed to show them the rituals that they have and the festivities and exactly. things like that.
Exactly. So, yeah, nice. So, I was thinking about a topic that I'm thinking about this in the last days or weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And that is like forgiveness in a kind of healthy way, how we can forgive ourselves or others,
mm-hmm.
in a sense. In a healthy way, you know, that affect positively in our mental health and preferably in the other people's mental health.
Mm.
So do you have any idea of?
Because do you have a situation where you're trying to forgive someone, or you're trying to forgive yourself for something that happened?
Yes. The situation, I'm not comfortable to talk about in mm-hmm. detail. It's a situation that I'm struggling with forgiving myself. And it's a kind of, I don't know, have you heard about shadow work stuff?
I've heard about it. I'm not so familiar with the details.
Yeah, in short, it's a kind of process to remembering and kind of integrating the past dark memories, I can say,
mm-hmm.
uncomfortable memories. While I was doing it, like in last 2 weeks, I remembered a kind of memory of my, like, maybe, I don't know, 15, maybe 20 years ago, when I was a teenager, and I kind of harmed someone in my life, and I completely forgot about the memory. That's the point of shadow work. There are some, the idea is that there are some memories that are so uncomfortable
mm-hmm.
that the subconscious mind removes the access from them for us, so we don't feel overwhelmed and focus on the daily life.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I was surprised that I forgot this memory at all. And after remembering it, I kind of feel shame and found myself criticizing myself and unable to forgive myself. I did some reflections with ChatGPT. That's what I do usually when these things arises. And I'm still struggling that if it cause harm to someone,
mm-hmm.
is it a kind of healthy way to forgive ourselves without mentioning it to the other person? Because when I wanted to kind of call or communicate with that person and say, apologize for what happened.
Mm-hmm.
After talking with AI, I realized that it can cause like problems for them. So maybe they completely forgot about the memory and they are not ready to review it
mm-hmm.
again. And also maybe it's because of the kind of a desire to first be forgiven from the outside so I can let myself forgive. So I basically condition the forgiving of myself to the other person that forgive me. That is, I think this is kind of also can be unhealthy because sometimes people can decide not to forgive whatever happened.
Yeah.
And it makes us kind of stuck in a shame situation and not forgiving ourselves maybe forever.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know really what to do in this situation and how to handle this memory, mm-hmm. you can say.
Yeah. Yeah, let me preface by saying that, you know, just to make clear, I'm not a therapist or anything and I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's an interesting point that you mentioned. I think reaching out to the other person can be part of the process. But then indeed, if someone were to say, you know, this hurt me so much, I will never forgive you, then, you know, you have to look internally and look at yourself as a person to, I think, to see, you know, have I changed? Do I still behave in such a way, or do I treat people differently now? So I think reaching out to another person can be part of the process, but in the end of the day, it is an, it is internal, I think, and it's something you have to get to peace with yourself.
The other thing that I was concerning is that even if the other person in this situation, I think the other person would easily forgive me if I brought it up. But that's another problem, that if even the other person forgive me, that kind of reinforce the pattern of being dependent of forgiving to others to forgive myself. So I will probably continue this trend in other situations of my life. And for sure, in life, I will face a situation that it will not happen. The other person forgive me. So I realized that this is a kind of maybe mind pattern that I kind of have to face it sometime. And better not to reinforce it now, so the future will be like harder to kind of remove or change the pattern. So yeah, that's
So I think there's a difference between asking for forgiveness with someone else and just kind of apologizing for behavior, or even just mentioning that you now realize that you did something wrong, right? Just like, to have maybe a silly example, if I'm chatting with a colleague and I say a remark, and then the next day I come home and I'm like, actually, you know, that maybe I came off a bit rude, or I shouldn't have said that, or now something like that. I can go internally and be like, this is not who I am, but probably they still appreciate it if I say, don't ask for forgiveness in a like a lighter scenario, but say, hey, I just wanted to apologize because I think I maybe said something rude yesterday and I didn't, you know, blah, blah, blah.
I don't know how we can continue this. Do you have any question, maybe curiosity in this subject around this? Maybe.
Because do you feel that you have changed and evolved as a person where the similar scenario wouldn't play out the same way?
That was actually a good question. Yes, I can say when I see my life now, I'm completely a different person from compared to that situation. And the interesting thing is that I'm exactly in the opposite direction of this now. And the thing that came to my mind that also came up in the reflection with AI, that it's maybe a kind of avoidance strategy to not face this situation again. So like the change happened not because of the lesson of that mistake, but more because of not facing the situation anymore, that I don't feel the shame again, because I am basically unable to forgive myself in this situation or pattern. So that made me a little worry, because I said to myself, okay, what should I do now? And if I want to, for example, say more detail, it was a situation that I made a kind of unsafe environment for a person, and I'm in a situation that people feel like super safe around me these days. And I realized that maybe this was a kind of approach to not to see people feeling unsafe around me.
So, I didn't quite understand what you meant with the last part of, did you feel like that experience was required to change, or how do you look at it?
I can say the thing that was happened, the experience, I tried to remove the access from my memory.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go kind of running away from it to build as much safety as I can in my life around other people.
Mm-hmm.
So it never happens again, basically.
Mm.
So never happens again, not because of I got a lesson from it, because I'm afraid to face it.
Mm.
Face it again. And especially this trigger happened when, like, a few days ago, I had a unexpected bike accident with girls in the city. And I remember she fell off the bike, and when she get up, her hand was like bloody,
mm-hmm.
very, and she started crying. And I found myself really, like, I can say, paralyzed by and full of shame that what the fuck I did and something like that. But in reality, it's completely normal that you have an accident with someone, and it's not intentional, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I found myself, like, maybe a couple of days thinking about it and not being able to forgive myself.
Mm.
Even though she was kind of, after like a few minutes, crying, kind of processing her emotions, she was okay, and she said, okay, please next time pay attention and blah blah blah, and we finished.
Mm-hmm.
So she kind of forgave me. That's a situation that's worked, but I couldn't forgive myself.
Mm.
So that's bring me in my mind that, okay, the pattern still exists, and the safety character that I have built in life during these years, maybe it's because of just avoidance of the situation. But as you see, for example, yeah, in life, anytime it happens that a pattern by chance recur again, like this completely accidental, that you harm person that with a mistake,
mm-hmm.
And you are in a situation you need to forgive yourself because of that mistake. Otherwise, I end up feeling like shame heals all the time and it's draining my energy. Kind of.
Yeah, no, yeah. So as you mentioned, yeah, accidents do happen. And then, you know, the question is it just something that happened that is out of your control? Or do you look at yourself and do you blame yourself for what happened?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, what to do basically, in how to change this, I don't know how to say, pattern, belief system, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So in the next situation, not forgiving myself immediately, but at least being able to what to do to forgive myself. And one of the things that I found that it's very hard for me to sit with the uncomfortable emotion of the causing harm to someone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of, I don't know, maybe I expect myself, I never harm any people in my life. Maybe. Mm-hmm. If I want to phrase it in sentence, I realized that it's not very healthy, because we do harm people in the in our life. I think every people in the period of their lives unintentionally or intentionally sometimes even harm others.
Mm-hmm.
And expecting that it never happens or trying to make a strategy that never happens, I think it ends up in this kind of situations that's like the bike accident that I did a mistake, I harmed someone, even they forgave me. But for example, in my mind, when I was still thinking about it, the girl was crying, look at her hands, bloody. Still, I feel like not comfortable. Even thinking about it, I sometimes try to kind of distract myself by social media, news stuff. So I'm thinking about how to not distract myself and just process it, basically.
Yeah, no, those are all good questions that that I don't have an answer for. Because have you ever talked with a therapist or psychologist about this?
About this, not because it just happened like 1 week ago.
Mm-hmm.
This memory, this remembering the memory.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking to talk about it next week. Yeah, I have a therapist. We have like sessions twice a month, and yeah, I want to write it up. The point is that I found myself when I remember this memory that I am not comfortable even talking about it with anyone. Basically, there was a sound in my head that let's hide this from everyone and we are safe like this. But in my current feeling, I like to really share it with someone and, I don't know, ask for advice, something like this. Yeah, so I don't know if it... I realized that there's maybe some intention behind sharing this with people that... I tell the story to someone and I hiddenly expecting that the person would say, okay, no problem, you can forgive yourself. Basically, I ask the permission to forgive myself from the third party instead of even the person that I harmed. So, yeah, I found myself. So this is maybe one of the intentions that I want to share and is not kind of healthy to share it. So you convince yourself you are worthy of forgiveness, basically. So that is the reason I'm in the kind of doubt that should I kind of integrate it and process it myself alone? Or I should talk about it with a therapist or something like that. I was worried that by sharing the memory or details, I make some judgments of my coach, personal coach, about myself. That I don't know, maybe that's the possibility is really low, but I just want to validate the things of the thoughts of my fears, I can say. What is whispering fear to my ears? That is one of them is like this. Maybe your coach will change his mind about you after he hear what you have done.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I don't know what to do. Mm. Do the process alone or share it with someone and let them help me, or
mm-hmm.
some other way.
Yeah. And why are you afraid to be judged or to be seen differently by a coach or a therapist?
Because my coach is also one of my very good friends. We are friends for 5 years. He's very like positive person, rarely judges, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid of like influencing our relationship, basically, if I share the story.
Mm-hmm.
And also maybe afraid of some unexpected, I can say, like mm-hmm. unexpected things that comes up, an action I need to do or something that I'm not ready to do it.
Mm.
Especially basically in this stage of my life, I have some other worries that I want to put my energy on those areas.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I was not ready to process or face this kind of memory. Mm-hmm. And now that I'm not stopped, I cannot stop thinking about it. It makes me frustrated that I have a lot of things to do. My life, my work, stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not ready. I don't have energy and I don't want to invest energy in processing this shit. But mm. this shit is here and is parking in my head.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's, very one of them.
Mm. Yeah, it's probably there for a reason.
Yeah, I think, of course.
And maybe a bigger conversation you could have with the therapist or with the coach is that, you seem to have some values such as, I'm mm-hmm. kind to others or I'm peaceful, I don't hurt others. And sometimes without your control, things mm-hmm. might happen indeed where you have a car accident or where you accidentally hurt someone. Mm-hmm. And then the question is like, how do I go about indeed dealing being incongruent with my values, even though there was no intent to hurt someone? There was not within your control.
Mm-hmm. So you mean that I share it in a way that in a like general way, not very detailed, or is okay also?
Yeah, I think if you feel comfortable, I think it's good to share the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wanted to, you could make it more abstract in that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know. Do you have any question or something to mention?
Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure if you would like to stay on this topic. I'm also curious to talk about like what you studied in Italy and
sure. I studied like a master of transportation engineering.
Mm-hmm.
And in Italy, and a bachelor of civil engineering in Iran. So after bachelor, I came to Italy to continue my study. And after graduation, I decided to move to Netherlands
mm-hmm.
because I like the country and I traveled here before in the year that I was in Europe. And I think the kind of people and culture that here you have is more aligned with my values more than Italy. I mean, Italy is good. The food, weather is nice.
Mm-hmm.
People are kind of friendly. But I think I feel more like a home here than Italy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I decided, and I can say I'm not regretting to. I feel very happy to make that choice.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm working in PostNL in the distribution center, PostNL in Venlo, and trying to learn Dutch and like the culture of Netherlands and integrating into the culture.
Yeah.
And I can say I'm quite good in it.
Mm-hmm.
The 1 year and a half, people get impressed when they communicate with me how much I'm integrated. And yeah, that's it. And I'm also learning to probably choose Netherlands as like my home country probably for a long term.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. That's good that you know that you figured out a place where you want to stay and want to settle down.
Yeah, especially I was in a situation of choosing the place of where to live in Europe because I had other options like Germany. My sister lives in Germany, and I lived some 6 months there, and I didn't like it much. And Germany is not also nice. So yeah, I was in a situation of like completely unstable, very in doubt that where I want to live. So yeah, and yeah, really, it was a really relief that now I'm sure about my place to live.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's something that I think about a decent amount. It's like, you know, I think we have it really good in the Netherlands, but it's always like in my mind, oh, I should maybe try, you know, just to see what it's like somewhere else. And of course, I've been on holiday and things like that, but I never really lived long-term somewhere else.
Yeah, it's different experience living and going for visit travel. Just,
yeah.
I can say.
And what would you say is the, you know, you mentioned some of the values. Like, what other things would you say are the big differences between living in Italy and living in the Netherlands?
I think the most thing that catches my mind is that the people and how much they're open-minded compared to especially Italy. And I think all of other European countries that I've seen, at least. And yeah, very like open to new ideas, new perspectives about life and new trends. Just for an example, you are the first country, I think, in the world that legalized homosexuality, marriage. And for example, when I was in Iran, I was smoking weed from like age of 19. I'm not 32.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was in Iran, I knew that Netherlands is one of the countries that legalize it. And I always thought that really, it's really interesting country that is legalizing something that many people think negatively about it. For I think maybe long time ago you did it. And also in the political views, really, I like the, like, I think Netherlands can be the most liberal country in Europe, especially how much I'm really happy to see how much you value the rights of minorities, like, for example, children, women, disabled people. I can see like I think when you go to a country and see a lot of disabled people or minorities are kind of including in the activities, that's a good sign that mm-hmm. society is very, I don't know, mature, I can say, mm-hmm. open-minded, mature. Because these are a kind of groups of people that usually in like conservative societies, like, for example, I can say Italy in Europe or US, are not, I can say I'm not in priority of the rights when it's placed to giving the rights to people. And yeah, I think, yeah, especially for me that we talked about, I like to bring safety in my environment.
Yeah.
This is the kind of trait that brings safety to society
mm-hmm.
when you respect the minority rules. The other one, I think the LGBTQ community rule, that you have, I think, the biggest amounts of people that are LGBTQ. I think because it's safer country. So, yeah. These are, and the other thing is that I like the kind of how you are managing your economy. You're really good in business and communication stuff. I mean, in Italy, people are culture is more about like chilling. Work is not a priority of Italian people.
Mm-hmm.
They more like to enjoy life, have their coffee, enjoy the sun, nature, eating and stuff. And here I see that people really take work really more serious. And I'm a kind of person that I like working. I want to be in the future. I'm now employee, but I want to be future entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I see that the government really supports people that want to be their own boss or make a business. And generally, people I see that are like more hard working than the countries that I've been. I mean, German people are really good in hardworking, but here I think business and making money is in the culture of people, not only just working. So
I think in general, indeed, the Netherlands is pretty productive. I believe when it comes, for example, to food exports, that we export an insane amount of food. Even though then you look at the map, it's like, wait, how is it possible that countries 40, 50 times bigger don't grow as much food as here? But I think it's just because indeed the technology that has been developed and the, you know, the way they grow the plants with the exact amount, right temperature and the exact amount of water that they need.
Yeah, exactly. The agriculture here is really, really efficient, I can say.
Yeah.
I can say efficient. And also, like, this is maybe really connected to the open-mindedness and open to new ideas, that it's interesting that you do a lot of things differently from others. For example, this idea of making land by building dikes from the sea. And you, I was just seeing a video that in the ages that, for example, many European countries like Portugal, Spain, England try to colonize as much country as I can, as they can in the war. You focus your energy on making lands from your own country instead of like just going and colonize other countries.
And well, we also had a lot of that.
You have a lot of what? Yep.
Well, now also have a lot of colonizing back in the day.
Yeah. compared to, for example, countries like Portugal, less, I can say. And yeah, I like the idea of looking for different ways than like the majority of the people or the world are looking for it. For example, you are really good in it, and yeah, I think it's impressive in a lot of, and I'm still learning about the IT. I'm sure I will find more things to like about Netherlands in the future.
And if I may ask, like, is that also related to the reason why you left Iran, the lack of rights for many people, or how come you left Iran?
I think maybe in a subconscious level, yes, but at that time I was 23 years old, and the main intention that time I had in my mind was to go and do some adventure instead of just go, because all of my other friends just after graduation at 22, they go to the job market, start a job or their business or whatever related to the degree, and start making money and build a life, basically. But I thought it was a little boring at my age 23, and I wanted to explore more things.
Yeah.
And also I have a kind of long-term goal of seeing all of the countries of the world, like I think 193 countries. And I thought it can be a good start to kind of migrate to somewhere else. And yeah, so, and then after I arrived in Europe and Italy, when I see the society, then I realized that, wow, this is something that it's more matched with my belief. I didn't know that I'm going to face this. Maybe I didn't expect it, that I see like respecting minorities and stuff. Because at that age, I was not really into reading about this stuff. But when I entered and see that, wow, this is the kind of society that I want to live.
Yeah, no, I think that's a nice thing about traveling and visiting different places, is that, you know, that's often the first time that we found out that all the things we learned from our upbringing can be very different than what we're used to.
Yeah, exactly. And I remember later I read this quote from one of my mentors a few years ago, that you never regret three things in your life: traveling, making money, and exercise. I think that's a kind of true. You never regret that, oh, I wish I didn't travel to, for example, South Africa. I think, yeah. So that is, I can say, in short, I was not expecting to see that I like here in Europe, but unexpected. It was one of the best decisions of my life.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah.
I need to run in a few minutes. I'm curious if you had any closing thoughts or something you still wanted to mention.
Yeah, I was just wanted to say that if possible, through email or anything, let me know if you have built a kind of community of like-minded people, of course, in these areas. And I'm interested always to join and share ideas.
Yeah, thank you. That's very kind of you. And I think it's going to take a while, but I hope that it can become something nice one day, and then I'll keep you informed.
Yeah, sure. Perfect. I really enjoyed the session and time talking with you.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, I don't really know what I'm talking about, so, but I hope at least kind of discussing it with someone and having a chat can help clear things out for you a little bit.
No, I think that's the best approach, actually, because when you come in a approach of solving something or intention of being mm-hmm. like a therapist or upper than a person, that makes that conversation maybe so meaningful or sometimes.
Yeah.
So it's nice. Keep continuing.
Yeah, thank you. That's good to hear.
Perfect.
Right. Wish you well, man.
Okay. Wish you a nice day and really enjoy the conversation.
Pass. Yeah, thank you. Wish you a nice day as well.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.